Well, it's time to talk about an event that happens every year, right around when the Tar Heels and the Duke Blue Devils are playing each other in men's basketball, and that is the Rivalry Challenge. If you haven't heard about this, it's a great fundraising effort between the Daily Tar Heel student newspaper just off of UNC's campus and the Duke Chronicle newspaper over in Durham, and they compete to see which one of their supporters, which one of their communities will be able to fundraise a little bit more for them ahead of a great basketball game and a great rivalry edition of the two newspapers previewing that game. Joining me on the phone now to talk a little bit more about this year's Rivalry Challenge is Praveena Somasundaram, the editor-in-chief of this year's Daily Tar Heel, as well as Hunter Nelson, who's an assistant sports editor. Praveena and Hunter, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. I do want to start with you, Praveena. For folks who might not have been following the Rivalry Challenge for all that long, can you share a little bit about how it got started and how it works? What is it like to be kind of competing against another newspaper in this way, but in the end for a good cause?
Yeah, of course. So the Rivalry Challenge is in its fourth year. It's a fundraising challenge that kind of leverages the longtime rivalry between UNC and Duke to raise money for the student newspapers, the Daily Tar Heel and the Duke Chronicle. Both of these organizations were nonprofits, so we rely a lot on reader-generated revenue and donations to keep our news coverage going. So that was kind of the origin story of the Rivalry Challenge.
And Hunter, I want to ask you, as an assistant sports editor, and since it is kind of in this sports-based fashion, is it cool to see this challenge line up with an event that so many people at the DTH, at the Chronicle, and across Chapel Hill and Durham are looking forward to?
Yeah, I would definitely say so, because obviously any sports fan would know that UNC and Duke rivalry, especially in college basketball terms, is one of the more notable events on the calendar year. So being able to work with both sides, you know, each side coming together to produce their own great content and really putting together a product that everyone can be collectively proud of, because it is a joint paper. The one side will be the Daily Tar Heel and the other side will be the Duke Chronicle. So all of this sort of blended together into one publication, I think really encapsulates and kind of gives a soft spot for this rivalry that has always been super heated and tense on the court, but it really just encapsulates the respect that both programs have for one another with all the championships and the successful NBA players that have walked through the doors. So I think finding a way to do that in the journalism aspect is really beneficial, and it's a really cool tradition that we've been able to do the last couple of years.
Yeah, I definitely want to learn a little bit more about this year's special edition of the paper. Turning back to the challenge, Praveena, can you explain how it works for people who might not have donated or might not have really heard of it before? How does the money get counted? And I know that we're relatively late into the process, but, you know, how does all of that side of it work?
Yes. So you'll be able to donate if you haven't before by going to either the Daily Tar Heel or the Chronicle's websites. We have a banner right at the top that says DTH versus Chronicle Fundraising Challenge, Hate Great Together. That's kind of the tagline for this year. And so we kind of have like a running total on there. So you'll see the bars and how much money each organization has raised already. Like you said, we are nearing the end of the challenge. So if you're going to donate, please do so sooner rather than later. It ends right at tip off. So we've got about 2 days kind of on the clock on that. And in terms of the paper aspect, we will have a rivalry, like Hunter said, a shared paper that will be in the boxes around both campuses on Friday. So it's a 24-page paper, half is the DTH, half is the Chronicle, and then we've got a shared center spread. And so that's kind of the finished product of this whole challenge. And there will be a winner announced at tip-off of the fundraising challenge afterward as well.
So I am currently on the page and I can see how close it is, but do you want to give our listeners out there, either you, Praveena, or Hunter, give our listeners an update on how tight this year's challenge is?
Yeah, so right now the Cron's around $26,000 and we're right around $23,000. So we're neck and neck. It kind of stays this way right up until tip-off. I mean, I remember last year in the newsroom, we were like literally neck and neck, and then someone at the Chronicle donated, I think, like one big donation of like $3,000 or something. And so we ended up losing. But we really want to win this year. So if you're listening, definitely please donate to DTH. But we also understand if Duke is your team and you want to donate to the Chronicle. But definitely, like, we try to raise as much money every year. I think last year we totaled over $80,000 as a whole together. So it would really be awesome to top that this year.
We're speaking with Pravina Somasundaram, the editor-in-chief over at the Daily Tar Heel. Also on the phone, Hunter Nelson, assistant sports editor for the DTH. Their website, dailytarheel.com. I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with it. And we are talking about the DTH versus the Chronicle fundraising challenge, the rivalry challenge that happens each year ahead of the two basketball, men's basketball team's first showdown. And Pravina, you mentioned that the DTH is a nonprofit, and we have talked plenty of times with the newspaper in the past, but can you remind our listeners how important is this kind of money to helping the DTH bring great coverage to UNC campus and to the Chapel Hill community? Just how far does this fundraising challenge go?
Yeah, of course. So the fundraising challenge is super important, and I think that's part of why it started to, and kind of also is hinged on the UNC Duke rivalry, is because it is always a great effort and it always helps a lot. The DTH is an independent student newspaper, so we don't receive any funding from the university, which allows us to do the journalism that we want to do, the journalism that holds the university and local community accountable, and also journalism that's essential to community members. And we want to be able to serve that purpose every day consistently and to keep building a good foundation for the student journalists that come after us. And so this money helps a lot in terms of maintaining our website, paying our student editors, and things like that, also being able to keep producing our paper and hopefully keep producing this rivalry paper as well. So this money definitely goes toward a lot of things in the newsroom and helps keep it running each year.
It's such a great project in that aspect, but I also love that there is the joint print edition of the paper that goes out too. And Hunter, I want to turn back to you to get a little bit of a preview on the DTH's side. When this paper is hitting the stands over the next couple of days, maybe even tomorrow, what can people and Tar Heel fans here in Chapel Hill expect to see from the DTH's coverage of this big game on Saturday?
Well, I think this year's rendition of the game is really in a unique spot because it's sort of an out with the old, in with the new aspect for both sides, really, because Hubert Davis, this is his first year, obviously, in Chapel Hill, succeeding Roy Williams, who was here for almost 20 years. And it's really going to be Coach K's last year as well over there in Durham. So it's a really interesting transitional process for both programs. And I think this year's paper really focuses on that aspect of the rivalry. There's a lot of turnover between the two programs and really just a bigger picture concept of where do the programs go from here. I know historically the rivalry was really centered around, four-year players, whether it be the Christian Leitners at Duke and all the, the teams in the early 1990s of UNC that as they were going back and forth really made the rivalry significant. But two teams this year, they're both really young, and I think we sort of focus on that as this new era, we move into this new era, there's a lot of turnover going on and some really interesting relationships between the two players as well. I know A.J. Griffin of Duke was actually teammates with R.J. Davis of North Carolina, as was Leaky Black of UNC and Wendell Moore of Duke. So I think just furthermore focusing on how both programs are in a very similar state with one another. And moving past COVID and the previous year, this is the rubber match. This is year three. 2 years ago, Duke won both matchups. And last year, UNC won both matchups. So in this little three-year series, we'll really be able to see which team put together the better program over the past couple of years, and it should be really exciting for everyone to watch.
There's no doubt that it is going to be exciting on Saturday, and if you want to find some great student coverage of that, be sure to head to dailytarheel.com or grab a paper from the stands when it comes out. Of course, we are talking about the Rivalry Challenge edition of the newspaper. And as we begin to wrap up our conversation here, Pravina, I want to turn back to you. Is there anything else that you think our listeners need to know either about the challenge or about what is going on over at the DTH these days?
Yeah, so this week obviously has been a big grind to get all of the rivalry coverage out. We were super excited to be able to provide that, and we want to be able to do that every single year. And this rivalry fundraising challenge is a really important piece of that. So again, just want to put a plug out there. Visit either the Chronicle or the Daily Tar Heels website to be a part of it. But I think the bottom line that I would just add is that it's really about celebrating college media overall and supporting student journalism. And so anyone who is enthusiastic about that, we would love for you to engage with the challenge.
Yeah, there's no doubt that that is the main part of it, but a little part of it is trying to beat Duke as well. And if you're a fan of the DTH, fan of the Tar Heels, and you want to help out the newspaper, they're currently down by a few thousand dollars to the Chronicle and when it comes to fundraising. Excited to see where the numbers go over the next couple of days as the Rivalry Challenge wraps up. dailytarheel.com/page/rivalry challenge. You'll see pop-ups as soon as you get to their page if you want to go donate. Thank you to Pravina Somasundaram and Hunter Nelson for taking the time to chat with us today about this. And good luck, guys. I hope everything goes well with the rest of the fundraiser.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.